Welcome to the Unfuckery Chronicles, your new favorite Monday mini episodes from the Bay Bayf podcast, where I, Jess, help teach you tactical ways to unfuck yourself from being stuck. Well, frankly, I need it, and so do you. So let's get started. Hi, babes. Welcome to. Oh, it's Jess. Welcome to episode number 168 of the Bay Bayf podcast. It is September 25th, and this is your Unfuckery Chronicles episode of the week. So, we're doing things a little different right now. I'm literally on the way to get a sandwich from Jersey Mike's, so you'll probably hear some. Basically, we're on the go, okay, babes? We are on the go today because, you know, you just got to get it in where it fits in. And right now, it's crazy town, excellent over here. Work has been awesome. We are improving every day. And we still got work to do for the month, which is fine. You know, it's fine. Plenty of time to do great things. And so that's what I wanted to talk about today. The effort that you're putting in now may not be the instant gratification that you would like, but it is what you need in order to grow in a way that is strong, steady, determined, and encouraged. And what I mean by that is once you set yourself in a position to reach goals, and I'm not talking about like big, huge, lofty ones. These could be small. These could be like, I'm going to clean one room every day during the week so that on Sunday and Saturday, when I want to sit down and relax, my whole entire house is picked up and cleaned. Or it could be like, for me, for instance, like I want to sell $1,000 a day in my normal job. That's the goal that I have for myself so that it will meet or exceed the expectation of me within my job parameters, right? But I have been taking these steps for the last 6 weeks most actively, but also the last 6 months. Like, I know that I am constantly improving myself to be better, but also trying to give myself the grace enough to remember that it's not always instant. Some little things you do now are paving the way for something bigger and better later. And I think a lot of times we get so fucked up in our heads about the expectation of the day-to-day or the pressure from other people to be, act, say, and do based on their impression of how we should live our lives is that it's not always like that. I had a very interesting situation this weekend, and I've come to realize that everybody makes a choice in their lives on how they want it to be. Whether it's a choice of fear, whether it's a choice of disappointment, whether it's a fear of entitlement, joy, excitement. I don't care what category or adjective you put on your choice. I just want you to fucking make one that is going to put you closer to what you want to accomplish in your life. And I'm not always here to give the best advice. I literally say these things because they help me and hold me accountable. And I feel like I can help you guys do that as well. That's literally the premise of the podcast, is to make you feel more confident, to make you feel the most babe as fuck version of yourself. And so taking small steps now for bigger goals, dreams, investments, and relationships are going to do the work. You are putting in the work as long as you actively choose to do so. Making no decision is a decision, but also making smaller decisions to become closer to a greater goal or dream or accomplishment are also needed. So just make the fucking decision on what it is that you want to do and keep going toward it. Not everything is going to be rainbows, unicorns, and sunshine. That's an inconceivable expectation of your life, your relationships, and how you live your life. There are ups and downs. There are peaks and valleys. You are on this roller coaster that we're all in together as long as we're here. And so I think understanding that caveat of that I need to be here, I need to hustle harder, I need to do better than this person over here. No, it is not a competition. Your life is competitive in the way to where you do your best every day to be healthy, mentally, physically, and emotionally to progress yourself to the next day. And sometimes you take 7 breaks in a day to get outside, to get fresh air. Sometimes you grind your fucking face off. And some days you just have to say no. So I hope this little bit of encouragement helps you today to get unstuck from the fuckery that is our life sometimes, but also to help propel you into this space and receive the encouragement that you needed today, because I am right there with you. So, alas, we are pulling into the parking lot. I'm about to go get myself a number 9 from Jersey Mike's on Rosemary Palm with all the juice, the spices, and the things. So, I hope you guys have an amazing week. I can't wait to talk to you again on Friday. There is going to be a new podcast schedule for October coming out, kind of just really giving you some days to look forward to, some ways you can collaborate with me and what we have coming up in the near future as we are rounding out 2023, because we are almost at October, but it is my favorite time of the year. Happy autumn. So happy she has arrived, and hopefully it gets a little bit cooler around these Texas parts, and I hope you're doing well, staying well, and being well in the areas of the country in which you reside. So know that I love you bunches, and I hope this helped, and I will talk to you soon. Toodles, babes. All right, you guys, thanks for listening this week. And if something resonated with you, feel free to reach out to me on socials at TheBabeAFPod. And don't forget to rate, review, like, subscribe, all the things on those platforms. I'm on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and I might even try out YouTube soon. So buckle up, babes. Let's go. If you'd like to meet with me, have a coffee, plan an event, have a confetti moment, I don't know, y'all, feel free to do so through email at thebabeafpod@gmail.com. I hope you guys have the best day and the best time today. I can't wait to see you next time. Toodles.